of unity. Let's open our Bible to Psalm 133. That's where we are taking the message from. Verses 1-3. Let us pray. Our God and our Father, we are very grateful unto you. Great and mighty God you are. Excellent God you are. Powerful God you are. And you have given us a particular specific power. Power of agreement. Power of unity. We honor you. You have come to remind us again of that power so that we can continue to use it to the glory of your name. Please, Lord, imprint your word in our heart again this morning so that we go out of this place and go into the week, taking dominion everywhere we go. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Power of unity. Thanking God for unity. And I'll read Psalm 133 from verses 1-3. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessings, even life evermore, forevermore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us open our Bible again to Genesis chapter 11. Genesis 11, verse 6. The Lord said, if as one people speaking the same language, they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Like I said, I just want us to go straight. I have like a couple of slides, but we are not going to go into it because of our time. But what God wants us to do, God wants us to take a sheet of paper, every one of us. You're going to write at least two things that you know the Lord has done in Jesus Palace that you want to thank God for. Write it down. Two things. And you are also going to write two things. Oh, you know what? I love this Jesus Palace as a church. I would have loved this to be in the church. Write two things. We are going to be thanking God and prayer shortly after we have written all that. Then you are going to take another sheet of paper. You are going to write two things that you want God to do for you. Two things you want God to do for you. Because the whole church, we are going to agree as a people this morning. This is the power that God has given unto us. This is the authority that Jehovah has given unto us. Yahweh have decreed, he has spoken by himself. He said, if these people, if Jesus' palace people can agree, he said that there is nothing that will be impossible for us. Please, when you are writing, don't write small things. Write big things. Let it go beyond you. It's not about you alone. If you want to write about yourself, write about yourself ministering or doing great things for the Lord globally. Don't write small things. The word of God is true. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is great. It is still potent. It is still powerful. Today is a day that we will not forget. Today is a day that God will begin a great and new thing for us. In the name of Jesus. The power of unity. Thanking God for unity. In my next slide, it is there that I am thanking God for Jesus Palace as a church. And I am thanking God for everyone that is in this church. It's a testimony. People don't go to people's house and say, oh, come to church every Sunday morning. But every one of us, we get up from our bed every morning, we say we are going to the house of the Lord. As the Lord has commanded, he said, come unto me. You say, I am going to meet with the Lord. That is why you are here. You are honoring God with your presence. I want to thank God for your life. And God is thanking, even appreciating and rejoicing over your lives, that you are his people and that he is your God. Next slide, please. In this next slide, I want to thank God for every husband in this place. When I was praying and planning this message, though God has given the theme to the pastor that this is the month of unity, and this is the scripture that God gave to us. And as I was praying that I'm going to be doing the Thanksgiving's message, God said I should be thanking God for every man in this church. Is there a prince in the house? Do we have the sons of God in the house? Sons of the kings, where are you? Let us wave our hands. I am thanking God especially for your life this morning. Pressure at work. Pressure everywhere. Struggling everywhere. Fighting everywhere. Outside in the world. In the society, there's so much pressure for these men. They are looking for a job. They are looking for how to feed their family, how to send money to their aged parents in Nigeria, their siblings. There is a lot on men. They are all over the place, yet they are still hanging on unto the Lord. The Lord will not disappoint you. Every treasure, every virtue that you need to fill that gap where God has placed you over your family, both nuclear and extended, the Lord will continue to give unto you in the name of Jesus. Today, I am thanking God for your lives. That you have not abandoned your children. That you have not abandoned your wife. That you are still hanging in there, even though it's tough. Pressure on every side. You still come home, sometimes discouraged. But you are still hanging in there. You have not ruined the government of your home. You are still the honorable man of that house. I want to thank God for your life today. And if you are looking for the real honorables, I think they are seated before me this morning. Honored men, people that love God and they love their wife, they love their children. And even though there is so much weight on their shoulders, they are not throwing things around. They have not called it quit. They are still holding on to Jesus. They are still holding on to the hopes of their marriages. The Lord increases you. Amen. The Lord strengthens you. Amen. The Lord empowers you. Amen. The Lord bless you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I pronounce the blessing of God upon your life today. That more than ever before, the Lord bless you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The royal ladies, daughters of God, let all the royal ladies wave their hands as well. You know, it's not easy to be a woman. I am a woman. A lot happens. Women getting pregnant, you know, giving birth, going back to work, you know, looking after the husband, supporting the husband. So much pressure. So much pressure. A lot of time when I pray for women, I cry. Because I know women go through a lot. There is so much expectation from the society, from the marriage, from the children, from the husband, from the in-laws. Everywhere. Women, women of courage, women of influence, women of power, women of glory, I salute you. And I'm thanking God for your life this morning. And I say God will keep you. The helper of Israel will help you. Your help will continually come from Zion. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You continue to be the reigning queen in your homes. Amen. You continue to be the beloved wife of your husband. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want to salute all the grandmothers in the house. You can imagine a woman going through all that you go through to raise your children. And now your children are having children. And you keep on walking. Keep on walking. You keep on walking. I want to salute all grandmothers in the house and grandfathers as well. The Lord continue to strengthen you. As your age is, so shall your strength be. In the name of Jesus, you not die before your time. You not go before your time. In the name of Jesus, you will eat the fruit of your labor. In the name of Jesus. When I look at our grandmothers, my heart blesses them. They have toiled. They have supported their husband. Some of them, their husband are still here. Some of them, their husband have gone to glory. And they are still there. Giving. They keep giving. They keep giving. Grandmothers, grandfather, they keep giving. My heart for you this morning is that you will not only fulfill God's purpose here on earth, you will not miss your glory in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Children, I want to thank God for your lives. There is so much pressure on children. A lot of time we look at children, we think children are just children. Look at one of our mothers gave testimony. As she was giving the testimony, I was almost crying. For you to have a daughter in this place. And I want to say to that daughter, whoever that daughter is, I am so proud of that child. For a mother to stand in the court of the Lord and testify that a daughter is part of motherhood for her, that's huge. That's huge. In this environment, in this culture, children, I'm thanking God for your life today. Daughters of God, I'm thanking God for your life today. Sons of God, boys and girls, I'm thanking God for your life today. It is not easy to be a child in this environment. There is so much pressure. I have been involved in a lot of things when parents called me. You know, even in Nigeria, I used to be like, because I was in children's church as well. And I was a teacher back in Nigeria. You know, parents call me and say, oh, this is what my children are doing. And when you dig down, it is true friends. My friend said I could do this. My friend said I could do that. And in this part of the world, friends are like idols. They have taken so much of the heart of children. They have taken so much of the part of the children that the friends are becoming their idols. Parents are talking to them. They are bending their head. They are turning their neck. They are rolling their eyes. And some are slamming the doors. And some are even like using words against their parents. I say, no, I'm not going to listen to you. My friend said this. My friend said that. And we have heard about different cases, reading on the newspaper, you know, watching on the news, how friends have derailed people. Children that are here this morning, I am so proud of you. And I say, God bless you. Because I am thanking God for you, that you do not just listen to your parents, but you are coming to the house of the Lord to serve the Lord. That you are honoring God with your presence. Children, I'm so proud of you. And I pray that you will continue. You will not depart from the presence of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Many children, many adults today that are in the world, they are having money, they are known all over the world, they are doing so much things. They started from the church. That is why I'm speaking to your life this morning. You are going somewhere. Amen. Children, you are going somewhere. Amen. Somewhere great. Amen. Somewhere glorious. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. No power of hell will derail you. In the name of Jesus, your own greatness will be for the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am thanking God for Jesus Palace. I am thanking God for my life. This special Thanksgiving service, I am thanking God for every one of us. I am thanking God for my husband. Even though he's at work today, I sent him there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And it's my heart desire and my prayer that God will do a new thing so that you wouldn't have to work on Sunday. In the name of Jesus. Pray for us, because that's our topmost prayer right now. Father, we don't want to give your honor to any other thing. On Sunday morning, your son must be before you in the house of the Lord, in the court of our God, in the midst of his people. And we believe that it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Power of unity. I can see power of unity in Jesus Palace, and I am thanking God for it. When Jesus Palace started, a lot of us that started it together, we are still here. Shortly, few other people, they join. I want to tell us this morning that whether you join from day one or day two or whatever day, Jesus Palace has been here because you are here. And I want to thank God for your lives. Everyone that has been supporting the heart of Jesus, that's why I call Jesus Palace people. You are Palace people and you are Jesus partners. You have been partnering with Jesus, whether physically or spiritually, whether you are seen or you are not seen, whether you are behind or you are in front, it does not matter. Whatever you are positioned in this body of Christ, for being partners with Jesus, I want to thank God for your life this morning. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And we are thanking God for everyone that have put their hands upon the plow and not looking back. The Lord will continue to carry you.
Amen.
You will not miss your glory.
Amen.
You will not miss heaven.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. So we go to what the Lord wants us to do. I want us to rise up. Let the usher collect the papers in the basket. I'm sorry, I've not written mine. I'm supposed to write it. You did not give me paper. I need to write my own place. Let's put all the papers in the basket, and all of us, we are going to agree. This is what the word of the Lord says. Genesis chapter 11, verse 6. I have all my slides, but I don't have time to explain them right now, but I know you know the story. If people could agree to do something, and God is like, oh, these people, ha, this thing that they want to do, it will not be impossible. I got a message there. That whatever we are agreeing, and it's the plan of God, it will come to pass. This plan of these people did not come to pass. God stopped it. But when it is, and I was imagining, assuming these people were agreeing about what is God's plan. So whatever we are agreeing on this morning, I trust that it's the will of God. And as many will of God that we are, things that are the will of God that we are agreeing concerning this morning, it shall be done. It shall be done.
Amen.
Shall be done.
Amen.
Let us hold our heads together. Church, hold our heads together. Everybody, make sure you are holding somebody's hand. Thank you. Are we holding hands? Let us begin to say, Father, we thank you for the unity in the house. Father, we thank you for the unity in the house. Thank you for the power of agreement. Thank you for the power of unity. Thank you for showing us again that, Lord, we can agree. And whatever we agree on, that you are going to do it. Let us begin to thank God. Let's begin to thank God that your brother is here this morning, that your sister is here this morning, that we are able to hold our hands and pray to God. Let us thank God for the power of unity. Father, we thank you for the power of unity. You said, dear, you command your blessing. Dear, you command your blessing. Thank you, Lord, for a new thing that you are doing in our midst this morning. Thank you because you are commanding your blessing. A blessing that is commanded cannot be in the rogo. Father, we thank you for this morning because you are commanding your blessing in this house because there is unity in this house. Father, we praise you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
Brethren, I want us to pray that everything that everyone has written in this place, that God will bring it to pass. Let us begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up these requests of your people, O God, into your hands, O God. Into your hands, O God. Into your hands, O God. We don't know. I don't know what your people have written, but Almighty God, you know what they have written. And it's unto you what they are thanking you for this assembly and the power of unity that is in this place. Like everlasting Father, for every request, O God. We pray, O God, that you answer by fire in the name of Jesus. Show yourself, oh God. Show that your word is true. Show that your word is powerful. Show that your word is ever
ever the same, oh God. Jesus, you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, oh God. You say, Lord, wherever there is unity, oh God, there you command your blessing. Blessing in our homes, oh God. Blessing in the church. Blessing in our families. Blessing in our careers, oh God. Blessing all over us, oh God. All over us, oh God. We receive today to the glory of your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Our God and our Father, we are just very grateful. We are thanking you for being in our midst. Indeed, even the testimonies have indicated that you are in our midst. Even when we do not even acknowledge it, you are saving us from untimely death. Father, Lord God, you are giving jobs. You are saving people. You are redeeming us, oh God, from destructions. You are healing even the unknown sicknesses and diseases. Father, Lord, we just honor you because you are with us. Lord, we pray that this power of unity that we are having in Jesus' Palace today, as everyone, as we disengage and go home, oh God, we will take this power of unity afresh into our homes in the name of Jesus. We take it into our working places in the name of Jesus. We take it all over the world in the name of Jesus. Everything that we have written, oh God, we receive with thanksgiving. We receive with thanksgiving. We receive with thanksgiving. And we are going to testify of your goodness. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord of hosts. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's have our seat. The Lord bless you. Our last thing that we will do before we close. If this month is your birthday, wedding anniversary, or you have a very special Thanksgiving, please let